Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is his song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson. And I would like to welcome you to day 5 of the readings of my book, Verses of Victory, which is a 31-day devotional to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. So welcome to day 5. It's going to be a great day, and let's go ahead and get started. Now, if you recall, Verses of Victory is for those who sometimes feel like the struggles of life have gotten them down so much that maybe they feel like God does not love them. And this book is here to point out Bible verses that show that indeed He does. So we have a very simple verse today. Probably the shortest verse in the Bible, I would guess. And it is from John chapter 11, verse 35. That's John chapter 11, verse 35. And today, again, I'm in the King James Version. And the Bible verse simply says, Jesus wept. Jesus wept. John 11, 35. Now, before I start, I have to say, when I was a little kid, I thought they were saying Jesus swept. And I remember asking somebody, why was he sweeping? So there's your little humor for today. By the way, April is National Humor Month. So try to keep a good sense of humor. Despite what may be going on around you, they say that laughter is the best medicine. So day 5 starts with this. After reading the verse, Jesus wept, I wrote, probably doesn't seem like a verse of victory at first glance. After all, it's about someone crying. But who is crying? Jesus, the Son of God, who has all power in his hands. So why? Let's look at the verse in context. This section of John, chapter 11, talks about how Mary and Martha are mourning the death of their brother Lazarus. Lord, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died, they each said, first Martha, then Mary. It goes on to say that Jesus saw Mary and the Jews who had come along with her weeping. He was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. So moved, in fact, that he wept. Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus, who is one with God. What does this tell us? We have a God that is compassionate and knows our every pain, shares our every sorrow. When he sees us suffering, he suffers with us. Jesus asked to be led to the place where Lazarus lay and asked that the stone be rolled away. Mary responded, Lord, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been in the tomb 4 days. Jesus replied, Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? As they took away the stone, Jesus looked up to the Father and said, Father, I thank you that you have always heard me and that you always hear me. I said this for the benefit of the people, so that they may believe that you sent me. Let us be like Jesus. When we pray, let us first thank God that He hears us. He listens to our prayers. And when we ask, let us believe, so that in believing, we experience the glory of God. A God who knows our needs, who blesses us, who is almighty, and at the same time, compassionate and loving. Now that is victory. So we're going to go to our 3 P's, personalize, practice, and proclaim. And as always, personalize starts out with what does this verse mean to you? So today that's the verse Jesus wept, John 11:35. What does that mean to you? And does the accompanying devotional, which is my story, remind you of any situation in your own life? Next, we practice by asking, what steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And then we always end with a prayer, that proclaims victory over your situation. So please pray with me. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you that you have compassion for our sorrows. We thank you that you know what it is like to feel pain. Thank you that you can relate to what we are going through. Help us to be compassionate toward others. I declare, Lord, that because of your compassion for me, I will live with passion in my heart for all those who cross my path. Amen. And that is the end of day 5. I would say we're off to a great start. And so I would just encourage you to make sure that you answer the questions each day and just reflect on them and just use them to help you to go throughout your day. And I pray that you will be blessed by something that you have heard today. So I want to thank you once again and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week.